Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Good morning, guys, and thanks for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And then if you'd like to give your comment or opinion on today's episode, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show. And again, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty for all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Now, let's see. Before we get into today's show, a couple of small things I wanted to talk about. Okay? And here's the deal. I don't know if you guys heard about the person that in California, I believe, that killed his wife. His wife was a school teacher, killed his wife, killed one of her students, and critically injured another student. And so the first thing about it is he came to the school and went to the office, and they allow him to go to her classroom. He said he had something to give her or whatever, and he went, so they let him go to her classroom. When he went to her classroom, he shot and killed the lady, shot and killed the little boy. Would have or maybe two little boys or two kids. I don't know if they're boys or girls, but two kids. And, you know, I know the school office, front office or whatever, are really upset because they let the guy go and he went back there to the classroom. I don't know how you can fault them at all, but because, you know, they were newly married, only been married a few months, but they were separated. And don't know if anybody knew that or not, if she had told anyone about that or anything. But, you know, how would they know that he's, you know, got a gun, he's ready to kill her? And another thing is that, you know, this school obviously didn't have any kind of metal detector or anything like that. I know some of these inner city schools have these metal detectors, but I don't know what kind of area that school's in or what have you. You know, looking forward, you wonder what was the deal and why did, you know, that person act the way that he did. And, you know, I really don't understand. Because when you think about it, what would be, I think I left out that he turned the gun on himself and killed himself. But, you know, I don't know what happened between them. Separated after only a few months of marriage. But to go and hurt someone, kill someone, someone that you supposedly love, you know, why would you do that? What did they do that was so bad that, you know, that you want to kill them? I don't know. And for you to even to shoot her, how did it turn out that you killed one of her students? How did it turn out that you critically wounded another student? How does this stuff happen? What is the rage in someone? What is the rage in someone that would make them want to do that? You know, that's crazy. You know, that's crazy for that kind of stuff to happen. And so this guy shot and killed his wife. Okay, wife for only 3 months, but he shot and killed her. And that's just mind-boggling to me. It's just mind-boggling to me. And they've only been married for 3 months. I mean, I've been married for 28 years, and I met my wife in high school. We start dating or going out, whatever you want to call it, then. So I knew her for a few years, and then after that went to college, and even after that, you know, didn't get married till after college. So I knew her for a while, knew how she was, knew what she liked, what she didn't like, all this kind of stuff. But when people jump into marriages and jump into relationships, jump into a marriage so fast, don't even know that person. That's, you know, I'm just mind boggled. You know, about that. I'm just mind boggled. You know, and so for me, I just wanted to tell you guys that story. I don't know if you heard it or not, but I just wanted to tell you guys that story because it's just amazing to me. How that works, you know, how that works. So in anyway, I'm gonna lay off that, let's get into the show, okay? But let's see, today's right now. We're looking at 69, 70 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 80. Okay. Tomorrow high 81, low 56. Thursday 84. Friday 84. Saturday 84. Sunday 85. Monday 86. Tuesday 83. We're looking at the 80s, the high to mid to upper 80s for the rest of the week. Okay, really nice, guys. It's, you know, springtime is here. All right, and so and it looked like it's going to be a great weekend for Easter egg hunting or whatever you're going to do this weekend. And please fire up those barbecue grills. I'm even thinking about having me a little cookout this weekend myself. I'm going to be off for about 5 days this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so I'm thinking about having me a little cookout myself on Friday. Okay. And, so I'm thinking about that, but you guys do the same thing. Have yourselves a cookout, get your barbecue going and all that stuff, man. Hang out, get outside. We haven't been outside in This is the first good, great weekend. Last weekend was great. This weekend is going to be greater. So get out there and barbecue a little bit, you know, and get things done. Let's see. Today's word of the day is live long. Hey, I don't make these words up, okay? They send me these words daily, and it's called live long, all right? And let's say live long means is an adjective, and it's spelled L-I-V-E-L-O-N-G, live long. And it's an adjective, and it means whole or entire. Entire, okay. You know, when you think of live long, that's what you think about. You think about a long life or whatever. But the way they have this thing set up, live long means like this is the example. The farmhands worked hard all the live long day and finally fell into their beds. That's kind of weird, but. Hey, that's it exactly, okay? Live long. So you can grab that, run with it, whatever. Now, tomorrow, you guys have to write these words down every day when you listen to the show, because on Wednesday, and I'm going to do it tomorrow. Tomorrow, at the show starts at 10:30. At 10:40, I will have a contest, which I've been doing every Wednesday, have a contest where you can win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and a Frank Williams Show armband on Wednesday if you can give me the word of the day for a certain day that we've gone through over the last past week. Okay? And you'll have the whole show to call in and tell me what the word of the day was for that day. And if you listen to the show on a daily basis, just write down the word. Write down the word for that day. And then when we come on the air on Wednesday and I start the contest, then you can call in and I'll tell you the word of the day. You tell me the word of that day and you'll get a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and an armband. I've given away a couple of t-shirts already. I'm going to give them away until they're all gone. All right? So you guys keep that in mind and write down these words. Now, today's show is entitled. And I just more people joining the show, and thank you guys for coming in. But the show is entitled, When You Were in School and the Teacher Asked You to Read Out Loud. How did you feel? How did that make you feel when you're, you know, I'll tell you this. And we were talking about this the other day. I was saying how, you know, I was kind of having fun when I was saying about talking about, you know, talking about how we used to be in class. And you know how we're sitting there and we're reading, right? And she asked someone to read. So they started reading. And then, you know, someone else, she'd say, okay, that's enough. Now, the next person start reading. And you're like, you know, you're like sitting there and your palms are sweating because you know that your turn is coming up. In a couple of minutes, okay? Your turn is coming up in a couple of minutes or a couple of people or whatever you want to call it, and you're sweating bullets, right? You're sweating bullets. And, you know, you're thinking, man, okay, it's getting get ready to come to me. I got to be ready. But for me, I mean, I had no problem reading aloud in class. But what was so funny, and I don't know if this ever happened to you or whatever in class, but what used to be so funny is that there was always this one person, one girl or one guy, whatever, in class that you know, could read but couldn't read, right? And I'm not putting anyone down at all. I'm just saying that at that point, and I'm talking about high school, right? And I think that everyone should be able to read in high school. You may not know all the words and how to pronounce them correctly and what the meaning of all that jazz, but you were able to read, and you were able to read fluently, right? And you stop at, you know, you pause at your commas, and you stop at your periods and all this stuff, right? You knew that in high school, or you should have known that in high school. But there were a few people, and I bet you had one in your class who, you know, couldn't do that. And I remember in high school, and we had a guy in our class. I'll probably never forget this guy as long as I talk about this stuff. Is that I'm not gonna say his name, but let's just say his name was Jack. Jack, you know, she go to Jack, she call on Jack to read, and Jack was he had a speech impediment. He'd stutter, right? And I think right today, this guy Jack, he's a pastor, okay? You know, yeah, go figure. He's the pastor, right? And he had a speech impediment where he stuttered. And boy, as soon as he called on him, and he wasn't afraid to read or read out loud, but he stuttered. So when she got to him, yeah, I mean, everybody like perked up, ready to listen, ready to fall out laughing. And I couldn't help it, man. I couldn't help it. But I was the main guy in the class, the main one in the class who couldn't hold it. I just could not hold my laughter, and as soon as he started to read, man, I'd almost fall out of my chair laughing. Right? I'd almost fall out of my chair laughing. And she would get so upset, the teacher, she'd get so upset that she'd be like, "Mr. Williams, you need to wait outside. Just step outside the door and wait outside." And I'm like, "Why me? I mean, everybody's laughing. Why me?" So she'd make me step outside. But, oh, my God, that dude used to he used to wear us out. And she would call on him. Every time we had some type of reading to do, she'd call on him. I think, you know, deep down inside, she was breaking down too, laughing. Okay? But it was so hilarious. And I mean, he'd go and he'd be like, registration renewal is about to expire. Oh my God, man, he used to kill us. We used to laugh so hard. I mean, we used to laugh so hard. And you know, but think about you when you were in class, whether it was high school, elementary school, whatever, when you were in class and your teacher asked you to read and to read out loud. That, you know, again, that was so, it was tough on you. It was tough on you. And we used to be in class, and our teacher would say, "You can read until you mess up. As soon as you mess up, then it's the next person's turn." right? And you know, some people used to mess up purposely. But me, I wouldn't mess up purposely. I'd be going through and then, you know, I'd get to a word or whatever that I didn't know how to pronounce or didn't know if I would be pronouncing it correctly, but I'd try. Okay? And when I did, she'd say, "Okay, next." "Okay, next." I was like, "Hey, that was right." She like, "Nope. That wasn't the right pronunciation of that word." And I'm like, "Come on, yeah." So they had to go to the next person. And, you know, of course you had that, you know, that smart ass in the class who would read for five paragraphs, you know, before she'd have to make them stop. But, you know, it was so fun. And I don't know how to say it. It was an experience. Man, I'd almost give anything to go back to high school and kind of relive some of my high school days. Not for going in and taking classes and stuff like that, but to go in and if I were a spirit, okay, and I could go back and look and if I could stand there and at the doorway. No one could see me. I could stand there at the doorway and look into the classroom where I was and see how I acted, how I reacted or whatever in class. Man, I'd give so much money for that. I loved high school. I really did. I loved high school. And it was just... High school was probably, I know I'm kind of getting off the subject, but high school was probably my best years of my life. The best years of my life. And I know some people out there, you know, you guys probably had some great high school times as well. But I had a great high school career. I really loved high school. Okay, I used to get to take my mom's car. She let me keep the car and drive it to school and have it or whatever. Cause my mom worked at night, so she'd be home sleeping during the day. So she'd let me take the car to school, and you know after school we go hang out and do whatever, and go home later. But you know, those were the days, man. Those were the days, you know. You had great friends, great teachers. It was just the thing to do. It was great. It was great. But anyway, guys, that's all the time I have today. Hey, join me tomorrow. Now, again, get your words together, guys. I know you guys have been writing down your words every day. So have your words in front of you tomorrow at 10:40. And I'm going to tell you guys about the contest and go ahead and ask you what the word was for like Wednesday or something like that. I ask you that and you call in and tell me the word for this past Wednesday. And again, you'll win a Frank Williams t-shirt and armband. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Remember, beautiful day today, beautiful all week and all weekend long. So take care of yourselves. Get out there and barbecue, barbecue, barbecue. Have yourselves a good time, man. Have yourselves a good time. Live life and do your thing. Hey, it's also a great time for fishing, guys. Get out there and do some fishing. I just can't seem to find the time to fish nowadays, but I love it and I need to get back into it, but I just can't seem to find the time. Life gets in the way. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. It's Frank. I'm over.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook.
Slick free. Come on, y'all.
Y'all tucked in?
Tell me what you got.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another
Pick
and another
Pick
and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
"Keep still, boy, no need for static."
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
"Why'd you hit me?"
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kiddie thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed
Sorry.
Him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who we saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, 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 Rick. Knock him out,